Midterm break. I sat all morning in the college sick bay, counting bells knelling classes to a close. At 2 o'clock, our neighbours drove me home. In the porch, I met my father crying. He had always taken funerals in his stride. And Big Jim Evans, saying it was a hard blow. The baby cooed and laughed and rocked the pram when I came in, and I was embarrassed by old men standing up to shake my hand and tell me they were sorry for my trouble. Whispers informed strangers I was the eldest, away at school, as my mother held my hand in hers and coughed out angry, tearless sighs. At 10 o'clock the ambulance arrived with the corpse, stanched and bandaged by the nurses. Next morning, I went up into the room. Snowdrops and candles soothed the bedside. I saw him for the first time in 6 weeks. Paler now, wearing a poppy bruise on his left temple, he lay in the 4-foot box as in his cot. No gaudy scars. The bumper knocked him clear. A 4-foot box. A foot for every year.
Well, Paddy came in one day in the standard office. It was in this little sort of odd angular room in which the sub-editing staff of the Standard then existed. At that time it included Peter Nichols and myself, and Kevin B. Nolan, now professor, used to show in his academic head and to take me out to eat a kipper in Cleary's. But one of those days, anyway, in that particular room, Paddy came in and he produced a sheet of paper. As far as I remember, it was a brown sort of paper, maybe it was wartime paper with lines on it. And written in pencil was this song, and Paddy said, could we sing that to the air of the dawning of the day? And I said we could try, and the two of us stood up together. We were just alone in the room, or maybe Peter Nicholson might have been there, I can't remember. But we sang with appalling cacophony on Raglan Road to the air of the dawning of the day, and that was, I suspect I was possibly the poor first person ever to see it written. I knew the lady who that the poem was written to because she had been in college with me, and I knew what it was about, and maybe that was why Paddy produced it out of the pocket and showed it to me at the time.
On Raglan Road of an autumn day I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger and I passed along the enchanted way, and I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November we tripped lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge, the queen of hearts still making tart, and I not making hay. Oh, I loved too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the secret sign that's known to the artists who have known the true gods of sound and stone, and word and tint without stint. I gave her poems to say with her own name there and her own dark hair like clouds over fields of May. On a quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see her walking now, away from me so hurriedly. My reason must allow that I had loved not as I should, a creature made of clay, when the angel woos the clay he'd lose his wings at the dawn.